The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory throughout the Denver metropolitan area beginning later on today. There's potential for a sizable winter storm moving over Colorado over the next 24 hours. Forecasters say it could give us from 3 to 6 inches of snow, most of it tonight into Wednesday. As of now, the prediction is that most of the snow will be in Denver. The storm is actually two systems combined. It could bring blustery winds with gusts up to 24 miles an hour. Snowfall should taper off by tomorrow morning, but could have a big impact on the Wednesday morning commute. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, is allocating $85 million toward helping small rural communities in Colorado access cleaner drinking water. KGNU's Benita Lee has more.
The EPA funding announced Monday is part of President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law and will target man-made contaminants like PFAS, also known as forever chemicals. PFAS are chemicals found in many everyday products, from nonstick cookware to stain-resistant fabrics to firefighting foam. PFAS have leached into soil, air, and water and do not degrade easily in the environment. Researchers have found PFAS in people and animals around the world. According to a branch of the CDC that examines toxins, PFAS may lower people's immune systems, increase cholesterol levels, affect liver function, increase the risk of kidney and testicular cancer, and increase the risk of high blood pressure in pregnant women. Colorado EPA official Casey Becker says the new funds will help water providers invest in treatment technologies for at-risk communities. The EPA has also proposed designating two different PFAS as hazardous materials under its Superfund. This would hold polluters accountable for cleaning up PFAS-contaminated sites. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.
The person charged with killing 5 people and wounding 17 others at the Club Q nightclub in Colorado Springs last year spent more than an hour at the club earlier on the night of the shooting. The Associated Press reports that the defense said the suspect left the club last November 19th, but later returned. Authorities had previously said the suspect first arrived just before the shooting began. The new detail came in a procedural hearing as the defense sought to delay a preliminary hearing on the case. The defense raised the possibility that a dispute may have touched off the shooting. The judge denied the request to delay and confirmed the scheduled hearing for next week. The suspect is facing more than 300 criminal counts, including murder and hate crimes. Meanwhile, the owners of Club Q announced on their Facebook page yesterday they plan to reopen this fall. They said the reopened club will have improved security and that the memories of the victims will always be honored. A Boulder County Sheriff's deputy is facing 2 counts of felony vehicular assault stemming from a car crash last summer. The sheriff's office said Deputy Daniel Pratt answered a call for backup at the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont last August after a fight there involving dozens of people. The sheriff's deputy drove on Highway 119 with his lights and siren on when he crashed into a car crossing the highway on Niwot Road. 2 passengers in the car were treated for serious injuries. Pratt was not hurt. Deputy Pratt, who has been on leave without pay, has a scheduled court appearance this Friday. A laser technology company in Golden has agreed to pay more than $400,000 as part of a settlement over allegations that the company violated terms of the False Claims Act. KGNU's Alyssa Palazzo has more.
The False Claims Act, or the Lincoln Law, holds companies that defraud government programs accountable. NASA and the U.S. Air Force awarded 2 Small Business Innovation Research Program grants to Laser Tech in 2014/2015. The funds came with the agreement that all research and development subsidized by SBIR must occur domestically. Vescent Photonics allegedly subcontracted with foreign nationals outside of the U.S. to conduct development and research on the SBIR projects. According to the U.S. Attorney Cole Finnegan, the SBIR program is, quote, intended to help support qualified small businesses in the United States and to encourage domestic innovation and domestic technology development. In a press release, the U.S. Attorney's Office of the District of Colorado indicated the claims resolved by the settlement are allegations only. For KGNU, I'm Alyssa Palazzo.
The Denver Central Library is partially reopening today after being closed for the last 3 weeks. According to the library's website, they've been closed because first-floor services and collections had to be relocated ahead of the final phase of a multi-year renovation project. Those renovations are part of the Elevate Denver bond approved by voters in 2017. The library will offer limited services, and patrons must use a temporary entrance on the building's west side across from the Denver Art Museum. Central Library hours will be Monday through Thursday, 1 to 6 p.m., and Sundays from noon till 5 p.m. Louisville teenagers looking for a summer job can attend a jobs fair at Louisville's Recreation and Senior Center tomorrow. The jobs fair runs from 3 to 6 p.m. Applicants can meet hiring managers and interview at the fair. Available jobs for qualified candidates include lifeguard, sports referees, and summer camp aides. Pay begins at $14.11 an hour. In the weather for this Valentine's Day, a partly sunny day with high temperatures of 46 degrees in Boulder and Fort Collins, 50 degrees in Denver, and in Nederland a high temperature of 28 degrees. A winter weather advisory is in effect along the Front Range with snowfall beginning late tonight. The National Weather Service says there's a 90% chance of precipitation with snow accumulation throughout the area from 3 to 6 inches. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.